This week, two of our main characters will die, those being Miriam and Aaron. Both of those deaths are recorded in Numbers chapter 20, but we will see some references to Aaron's death elsewhere as well. And these deaths, particularly that of Aaron, are a pretty big deal. Aaron and Miriam have been central figures in the Torah for a long time. We first encountered Miriam when she was a child all the way back in Exodus chapter 2, though she wasn't explicitly named there. Our first message featuring her was published on July 2, 2017, almost 2 years ago. Aaron first appeared in the same chapter, but I don't think that we mentioned him until a few weeks later. But today, we will read about their deaths, and we'll have a brief message recalling the major events of their lives. Our verses for consideration today are Numbers chapter 20, verse 1, and verses 22 through 29. The passage is short, so I will read it to you. From the ESV. And the people of Israel, the whole congregation, came into the wilderness of Zin in the first month, and the people stayed in Kadesh. And Miriam died there, and was buried there. And they journeyed from Kadesh, and the people of Israel, the whole congregation, came to Mount Hor. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron at Mount Hor, on the border of the land of Edom, Let Aaron be gathered to his people, for he shall not enter the land that I have given to the people of Israel, because you rebelled against my command at the waters of Meribah. Take Aaron and Eleazar his son, and bring them up to Mount Hor, and strip Aaron of his garments, and put them on Eleazar his son. And Aaron shall be gathered to his people, and shall die there. Moses did as the Lord commanded, and they went up Mount Hor in the sight of all the congregation. And Moses stripped Aaron of his garments, and put them on Eleazar his son. And Aaron died there on the top of the mountain. Then Moses and Eleazar came down from the mountain, and when all the congregation saw that Aaron had perished, all the house of Israel wept for Aaron 30 days. So in verse 1 we have recorded the death of Miriam. The obituary is modest. She died and was buried. Of course, we remember Miriam as Moses' sister. When Moses was placed into the basket, it was Miriam who followed him, and who sought out a Hebrew woman, his mother, to nurse him. When Israel crossed the sea, Miriam was noted for leading the women in singing praises to God. Most recently, we've noted her rebellion against Moses' leadership, for which she was cursed with leprosy. And now she's dead, buried in the wilderness of Zin at a place called Kadesh. As for exactly what year this was or how old Miriam was, we don't know. We know that Moses lived to be 120 and that he spent the last 40 years of his life wandering the wilderness. Since this happened during the wilderness wanderings, Moses was at least 80. We also know that Miriam was older than Moses. With that, we can reasonably guess that she was aged anywhere from about 84 to maybe 130. However, when we compare this passage to Numbers 33-36, which recounts the locations where Israel stayed in their wilderness wanderings, we get the impression that the stay at Kadesh was later in the journey than earlier. So I would suppose that Miriam was over 100 years old, and the close proximity of this event to the death of Aaron, whose time can be determined, gives us reason to believe that she's around 120 years old. Aaron's death receives significantly more attention. Where Miriam had half a verse, Aaron gets 8, and his death is also noted in a few other scriptures, namely Numbers 33:38-39, and Deuteronomy 10:6. Those passages don't provide us with any information which we don't have in our primary passage, except that Numbers 33:39 tells us a bit about the timing. We are told there that Aaron was 123 years old when he died. We also read that he died in the 40th year after the people of Israel came up out of Egypt. If then the 40th year of wandering includes the first year that the people came out of Egypt and stayed at Mount Sinai, then Aaron died within a year of the entry of the people into the Promised Land, and not very long before Moses himself died. So we can deduce that Aaron was 3 years older than Moses, give or take a year. It is amazing how quickly the wandering in the wilderness passes in Scripture. 2 weeks ago, we covered the failure of the people to enter the Promised Land. Last week, we talked about Korah's rebellion and Aaron's evidence to the people that he was the rightful high priest. We had some grumbling from the people, which we discussed long ago, and we've got a conflict with Edom, which we'll discuss next week, and then, voila, 40 years have passed and Aaron is dying. We don't know how long into the 40 years of wandering it was when Korah's rebellion took place, but you can almost read through it and arrive at the conclusion that Aaron proved his authority as high priest, only to die before he ever got to use it for much. But then, that's often how the Bible reads. What, for the people living it, took many years or even centuries, sometimes passes for us in the turn of a page. So before we get on to the particulars of Aaron's death, let's have a quick recap of his life. He was born in Egypt during Hebrew slavery, but a few years before Pharaoh started killing the babes. Obviously, his brother was Moses, and after Moses met with God in Midian, God selected Aaron to be Moses' public speaker, since Moses claimed his own inability at speaking as an excuse to get out of being God's representative. Thereafter, Aaron and Moses worked cooperatively in bringing God's demands to Pharaoh, and when Pharaoh hardened his heart in bringing down plagues on the Egyptians. After Israel left Egypt, they arrived at Mount Sinai, where God gave Moses his laws. However, while Moses was on the mountain receiving those laws, the people of Israel set up Aaron as their leader, and he led them into the idolatrous worship of the golden calf. This, however, did not stop God from appointing Aaron to being the first high priest. In that capacity, Aaron served as the head of Israel's religion. He was the earthly custodian of the holy things and the chief mediator between God and men. His sons after him, and no others, would be the inheritors of the Levitical priesthood. Throughout the wilderness wanderings, Aaron, along with Joshua, is often depicted as Moses' right hand, but he is not always faithful in that position. When Miriam rebelled against Moses in the wilderness, Aaron joined with her, but he was not cursed with leprosy. And of course, as we studied last week, Aaron and his authority were the subject of much ado when Korah rebelled against the priesthood. That ended with Korah's death, and thereafter Aaron's authority was affirmed when he offered incense to rescue the people from a plague, and, in what is perhaps his most memorable moment, when his staff budded and bore ripe almonds as a miraculous sign of his appointment from God. But now, in Numbers chapter 20, Aaron has come to his end. God swore that, of the men from his generation, only Joshua and Caleb would enter the promised land. It's time then for Aaron to wrap up his work, hand the torch on to his sons, and go the way of every other man who walked out of Egypt with him. Numbers 20, 22 through 29 tells the story. Upon leaving Kadesh, where Miriam had died, Israel came to Mount Hor. This is on the border of Edom, so somewhere south of the Dead Sea. There, Jehovah spoke to Moses and Aaron, telling them that Aaron would die. He uses the euphemism that Aaron would be gathered up to his people, which we discussed with more depth when we discussed the death of Jacob back on May 21st of 2017. Explicitly, God says that Aaron would not live to see the land because of Moses and Aaron's failure concerning the waters of Meribah. And just so you have some context, that event is recorded in this very chapter. We discussed it a long time back, though, when we compared it to another incident concerning Israel's grumbling about water. So for more on that, you can look up Water in the Wilderness, published October 29th of 2017. Aaron died a death as ceremonious as the life he lived. At God's command, he ascended Mount Hor with his sons, and when they had reached the top, Aaron took off his priestly garments, which identified him as high priest, and handed them over to his son Eleazar. And of course, we understand that with this act, he conferred the priesthood onto his son at his death. So, when they went up the mountain, Aaron was high priest. When they came back down, there had been a successful transfer of power. Eleazar is now in charge. When the people of Israel saw this, they immediately understood the implication. Aaron was dead. And so, in response, the people mourned him for 30 days. Truly, to get that kind of mourning, you have to be a person of great significance. Though I will say, Jacob got 70 days. Of course, I'm a bit surprised that the people mourned Aaron at all. Seeing that they had spent much of their time rebelling against him, we might expect that they would applaud his death. Then again, maybe this is a sign that the generation which had been sentenced to wander the wilderness was dying off and was being replaced by a generation which showed a little more respect. So that's the end of Aaron. He helped lead the people out of Egypt, spent his elder years serving in God's tabernacle, and died before he ever got to see the promised land. Great men, it has been said, plant trees whose shade they know they will never rest in. So then, in what might be our shortest message ever, we've covered the death of two of our most prominent characters, Miriam and Aaron. As you well know, they were the siblings of Moses, and were leaders among the people of Israel. Both of them lived to a ripe old age, and both of them died in the wilderness. And it heralds for us the passing of time. With every passing message, Israel creeps a little closer to entering the promised land. Next week, the struggles to take the land will begin, with Israel facing off against bordering nations in preparation for the conquest. For those of you who are listening to this message away from your computer and are looking for more like it, you can find us at eastjordan.church.